What would a man wear to church?
Well, I think that in about 1900, in 18, well, they wore blue, they'd wear jeans probably. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, that's about all any of them ever had. They'd all have jeans and spenders.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have no belts and suits and things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody would have a coat probably, but
mm-hmm.
they'd all be tight-legged jeans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever see a suit where they'd have three pieces? They'd have a
vest?
Yeah, would also have a...
Yeah, they have a vest and a coat and, mm-hmm. and pants, and they'd wear spenders with mm-hmm. it. And some of them would wear belt and spenders.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be sort of a... I don't know why they did that, unless they thought they'd look cute with the spenders and belt loop.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they thought they were afraid that one of them would break and they'd lose the pants.
They'd lose their pants. Well, that might have been what they were worried about. If you had a coat and you gained some weight, and you might say, now, this coat doesn't fit me anymore this year, but last year it...
Last year it was right size, all right, but it was...
But if it was okay last year, if you'd say, well, last year it
fit last uh-huh, year. It would fit last year, uh-huh. but it won't fit this year. It's too small. But generally, the coat drawed up.
Oh, is that what would happen?
No, probably the man got too fat.
Maybe
that's what
he might got that midriff.
He got that mid.
Midriff. What do they call it?
At middle stomach, women they'll get that middle age spread on the back, and the man gets it on the front.
Uh-huh.
He get a beer stomach.
Have you ever heard them call that midriff bulge?
Well, no, not too much. I always hear them call it beer stomach. People drink a little beer, if he gets fat in the stomach, they call it beer stomach. I don't know what my wife's getting. She's getting fat in the stomach, but I think it's up there. Medicine. She's not supposed to be fat. I want to put her on this weight watching.
Weight watch?
I'm going to put her on a weight watcher. She went and run a while ago and put a wig on. I told her just leave a wig off. She don't want you to see her new hairdo since you had it cut.
I wouldn't care.
Look about as good as that wig.
If you had a suit and you just bought it, it wouldn't be an old suit, so it'd be a
new suit.
And if you had some tight, like these tight-legged jeans you're talking about, and you stuffed a lot of things in the pockets, it'd make your pockets
bulge out.
And if it was a shirt or something, and you washed it in hot water,
it'd draw up.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Some stuff will still do that.
Uh-huh. Now would that
shrink?
Uh-huh. That'd be it.
It's what you call shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
It'll shrink up.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a woman who kind of liked to stand in front of the mirror and
trim,
yeah, right.
I got a sister-in-law that trims. It takes her about 2 hours to get ready. Now, you talking about? You said you'd be out here in about 30 minutes. I just missed out. Now she don't trip as long as Sister Evie does. That's one of my wife's sisters.
Uh-huh.
It takes her longer than that just to put her eye color on, eyelid color up here.
Ooh.
But I think she's going to quit that. She likes to infect her eyes.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
too much of that stuff and shade and stuff. But she trims quite smart. My wife trims a little bit, but she's not as bad as her sister.
What about a woman, I guess a man either, woman or man maybe, that likes to wear real fancy clothes? They'd say, boy, she really likes to.
Yeah, I call a man a dude,
you
a sissy one.
Uh-huh. What if it was a woman? They say she likes to.
She
likes to put on fancy clothes. They say
she likes to twist around or something other, or twist around, and she.
What would they use to carry money in? Like if you were going to church.